This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
We are talking about how often do you upgrade your phone? That's a question that we're asking you. We've asked for feedback via WhatsApp, via Twitter, via Instagram. We've got a whole bunch. Over to Twitter first with Arvin.
Yeah, so skip intros. Ian McNally says, never again until phone makers bring back the headphone jack. Michael says, when the phone is broken or damaged, otherwise I'll keep the phone as long as people can contact me and the phone rings. Mm. At Zach Razak says, around 12 to 18 months, where the price of the older phone is still good on the used market. Malaysia has a very good demand for second-hand phones, especially for iPhones below 2 years old.
There you go. Mm.
So for iPhones below 2 years old, yeah.
How old is yours now?
Below 2 years old.
Below 2 years old.
Yes, and I just had it valued.
Oh, you did?
Yes, to see what it would be worth if I put it on the market, right? 1,700 ringgit.
What phone is it you have?
The iPhone X. I purchased for 5,149
wow.
ringgit.
Let's make this clear. They would buy the phone from you for 1,700
yep.
ringgit. That doesn't mean they're going to sell it for 1,700
like
ringgit.
What, 2,500, 2,600?
Maybe double. But you can buy a brand, I mean, according to Christine, you can buy a brand new iPhone X today at about 3,400 ringgit.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So looking at WhatsApp, right, we've got a message here from Iz who says, I've just changed my phone after 6 years. My last phone was a Note 4, I think it's a Samsung, which is used until it was already kaput. We've got another one here from Gwen who says, I've been able to stick to a phone for at least 5 years and my last phone lasted me 6 years until I did an upgrade and it went kaput. Could not WhatsApp any longer. I feel it's really a marketing gimmick. They make you update and then it goes kaput. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
It's true. That's what they do, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We feel you, Gwen. Mm-hmm.
Keep the messages coming in, folks. 01878988999 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. The reason that we're asking this, of course, is because it's expected next week at Apple's launch that they will be releasing three new phone models, or at least three upgrades to current phone models. We don't know what they're doing as of yet. But smartphone purchases worldwide have fallen by 1.7% in the last quarter. It now looks like people who are my age hold on to their phones for 33 months, millennials up to 30 months. People are holding on to their phones for longer. Now, we're trying to get to the bottom of why that is. Is it because phones are more expensive nowadays, or do you just like the phone that you've got and you don't feel as though you need to upgrade it? That's part of the question as well. Right, let's move on then to drones.
Yeah, so about a decade ago, everyone thought that drones were going to be the future of logistics and they were going to solve like last mile connectivity issues or last mile delivery issues. The tech was supposed to be like the next big leap in flight tech.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the new way people send their parcels or their goods from point A to point B. It was supposed to be cheap and fast and efficient. The problem is people, especially VCs and investors who are on the business side and even businesses, they are finding out that drones just aren't as viable as they used to be or are not as viable as they thought it would be by now, especially if you're like a small company. So here's what's happening. Drones are supposed to or were supposed to undergo quote-unquote explosive growth, but it's taking a long time to actually mature. They actually started to get popular about 10 years ago, so 2009, but they're still in that same phase of like growing, or people are not sure what they can do, what they cannot do. There are a lot of limitations to the tech. Like even us, like we've been hearing like the same old problems with drones again and again. Some new company pops up and says we're going to do delivery in like this location, and then there's either no news or we hear of the drones like breaking down, or you know, in the US people kidnap the drones or attack the drones and stuff with their Amazon parcel. Mm. So in this, like today's tech landscape, you have to keep evolving. That's what some analysts say. Otherwise, the market will shift and the market will leave you behind. And according to this report, drones are being left behind at the moment. They are no longer like the future of delivery. People are trying to figure out like other ways to get their stuff from point A to point B. Another problem is with regulations. So countries just don't know how to apply these rules to drones. Like, you know, are they flight rules? What kind of laws? What kind of regulations do you put on drones? Can they enter like certain flight spaces? Are they a hazard? Are they supposed to be safe? No one knows. And because of all the confusion, companies aren't able to actually experiment with drones because by law, most of the things that drones can do or are supposed to do are illegal. Hmm. So even if they experiment with them to do something, You know, either the government steps in or the authorities step in and say, no, you cannot fly the drone here. You cannot do this. It's infringing on privacy, or it's a safety hazard and stuff. So immediately it just gets cut short. And then the companies have nothing to do with this drone tech. What do you guys think of when you think of drones? Like, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you guys think of, you know, like a drone?
They're useful for taking overhead pictures.
I was just about to say But I think that, you know, it's such a shame that we're not going to be able to see or experience this life where drones is like an average thing. Like, it's like a normal thing. Mm. Just because, you know, this is some, I think it's an image that we've had in our heads for, like you said, you know, for at least 10 years. You know, we were expecting it to happen. Mm. But, you know, they just can't, I mean, as a safety concern, I still worry about it. But it's also a shame that we're not going to be able to experience that life where drones are something normal.
Yeah, because they're still a lifestyle thing. That's how they became popular. They were like a hobbyist's new toy. So people use them. For a lot of photographers use them now. So I think there they've sort
and
of...
And videographers,
excelled.
Right?
Yeah. And videographers. So you get like nice shots of like scenic landscapes and stuff. So they've helped in that department. I also know they're used in agriculture. So they scan the health of your crops or your plantations.
Yeah.
Some of these drones can even tell you if like one tree in your entire plantation is unhealthy. Mm. Like if it has a problem or if it has like some sort of, you know, a plant-based infection, then it scans it and then it tells the person who owns the plantation to go fix it. The problem with that, again, is that in a lot of these places, it's able to tell the farmer or the person who owns the field about the problem, but they don't know what to do with that information. So at this point, it's like unsolicited advice. It's like, you know, you're just telling someone, hey, you know, there's something wrong in your field or whatever. And they're like, okay, I can't do anything about it. The weather's as such or the climate's as such, or they just don't have the resources to fix it. So again, they are investing in the drone tech, but they have no idea how to use the information that the drone is giving them.
I mean, you know, when we spoke a couple of months ago about the drone delivery service over in Putrajaya, and we ended up speaking to some people from the drone community, and there was a bit of not a backlash, but people were saying, you know, hey, drones are useful, and they are useful.
Yeah.
They have their own uses, you know, in the medical field, like you say, in agriculture, in the electrical field for checking power lines and all of that kind of stuff. So for that kind of stuff, you know, there is a use for them and there is a market for them, but it's not for people like you and me and Audrey. You know, we don't get our food delivered via drone like we wanted to.
Like we thought it would
like
do.
Like we thought we would do. And I think a lot of that is because... You know, and like you've said in the article, we just don't know how safe they are. We don't know how reliable they are. People worry about that reliability. It's the same thing about the automated vehicle. You know, it's something that we look at as the next step in us doing things and transportation and whatever. But there's always that little niggling. We don't quite want to make that final step yet.
And like the big maybe.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Is it just us, though? Because, you know, if you look at Aerodyne, which is one of the more notable drone companies in Malaysia, they are so big in like 23, 24 other countries around the world. So there are other countries that are embracing drone tech. And I know like some of Aerodyne's drones are used to even like inspect drainage and power lines, like you mentioned, Rich. So there are definitely like good ways to use drones, but maybe as Malaysians, we're just not, you know, using it to its full potential.
And do you think maybe of that these, you know, investors and these VCs have just said, look, we've invested in so many drone projects and you know, no pun withstanding, they haven't taken off, that we're just not going to do it anymore.
So one is that. The other thing is, it says that they are consolidating. So what companies are doing now is...
which makes sense.
Yeah, drone companies, they are consolidating. The smaller ones are shutting down. They're either shutting down or the bigger ones are gobbling them up. So if there's competition, then the alpha companies take over the smaller companies and then it just becomes one big drone company. So they buy the people and the tech and the solutions. The ones who cannot do that or the ones who cannot sustain are just basically just closing shop, like shutting down. So here are a few casualties of the drone market. There's a French drone company called Parrot SA. They've stopped production of most of its drone lines.
Yeah.
Airware Inc., they closed shop and they let go of 140 employees last year, just in December. GoPro, so literally like the drone camera guys, like the guys who made like drone footage famous, GoPro, they've left the drone business because of a competitive market. So that's how bad it is. If GoPro cannot stand the competition, it's, you know, it makes you think about, you know, so who are actually like the big dogs in that field?
Well, for a while, parrots seemed to be the ones that to look out for. They seem to be doing very well. Amongst, mm-hmm. like, you know, drone enthusiasts, from what I understand, parrots seem to be, you know, one of the go-to brands.
Yeah, so not anymore. So even there, like, you know, it doesn't seem as viable. And they've used, and these, some of the investments go to like close to like $1 billion. They've ran to like, you know, like the 300 million, 400. I think the biggest was 700 and something.
Wow.
Million. And then they shut down because they just didn't know how to recoup the money that the investors had put in.
Okay, speaking about recouping money, should we have a quick edge back to our main story of the mm-hmm, day mm-hmm. about how often do you upgrade your phone? I've had a couple more messages via Insta story. I'm going to go to Joyce. That's how she spells her name. I think there's five E's there. She says, not often, usually when it's almost unusable. That kind of makes sense to me. Amaria Schley says every 2 years. And then Olivia has said every 4 to 5 years. Can't afford to change so often. Don't fall for consumerism so much. There you go. Any more over on Twitter or WhatsApp?
There's one from Gwen who says when it starts to lag, which is about 3 to 4 years for an iPhone. And then Rebecca says realistically depends on my bank account, but I get a new phone when the damage is irreparable or when the software and security patches can't be updated anymore. Usually it's the latter.
Yeah, and on WhatsApp, we have one from Rohizad who says, I typically upgrade my phones between 24 and 36 months only when the opportunity to get the current model at a cheaper price. The longest was more than 36 months only because WhatsApp does not support BlackBerry OS anymore. If not, I would still be using my BlackBerry Passport for its extremely good keypad.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do things differ here in terms of contracts, right? So I'll give you an example. In the UK, I was paying £30 for a contract that was 2 years signed on, but every year I got a new free phone.
Oh, you get it with the...
With the package, yeah, every year.
So I know here they have the free upgrade option. So you can pick like one phone. Let's say you get like a S9 and then the S10 comes out next year. You have an option to upgrade to the S10 for free. So you can swap your phones.
But do you have to re-sign your contract?
I don't think you re-sign. They just make you... The installment gets bigger,
right?
Depending on the price of the phone. But normally the telcos have a way of giving you the phone for cheap because you are signing with them. So the phone is like significantly cheaper if you get it through the telcos. But they are able to adjust your contract. And if you have to pay more, then it's like, you know, maybe like 30 ringgit extra to your monthly installment.
So you're kind of like locked down to, say, a 2 year or 3 year period, but you get the phone for just, say, 1,000 ringgit or something like that, you know? So that's how it works.
Okay, time for a break then. Music coming up from the Get Up Kids with Red Letter Day. When we come by our final story of the day, baby strollers are the latest electric vehicle.
What is the world coming to?
Yes, they are. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in a sec.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.